Thank you for calling Dorothy Jane with D-Systems House. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. That was very fast. I'm guessing I'm just simply blocked. But, you know, fortunately, we record this and put it online. These things are all online at family.kozlowski.org in the voicemail section. You can find them there, including the emails. I hope that will be helpful, especially for my kids in the years to come, because I want them to be reminded of the fact that their dad loves them. And he's striving for reconciliation. You know, it's interesting on that point. You may recall that you should have received an email today. It's fascinating to me to watch what's happening. I did go and peruse various people within the Christian community talking about the events that occurred in Memphis earlier this year between James White and Yasser Qadhi. I've watched it. It's delightful. I highly recommend it. It was informative, and it was a fulfilling of the line that I've used for a long time now, that the Christian's call is to love the Muslim and contend with Islam. But, you know, besides the Islamic aspect, it's the thing that is so fascinating is the unwillingness for dialogue, the unwillingness to show grace. And this is what I would suggest reflects poorly on the Christian community. The lack of dialogue on this is disgusting. And may I suggest, this is exactly what's happening in our case. The difference is we don't have quite the audience, but it's the exact same thing. Those in Christian leadership positions who are refusing to come to the table are showing the same hatefulness that is being shown in this case, in the case of towards James White calling him a heretic. I endorse what he says. Am I a heretic because of that? I'm seeking reconciliation. Am I a heretic because of that? I love my family. Am I a heretic because of that? I'm trying to reconcile with my kids, my wife, and Jim Cross. Am I a heretic because of that? I'm being treated like one. And may I also suggest the fact that my wife has refused to communicate with me for now over 5 years is torture. I can't find a better word. It's torture. If that's what you want, you're succeeding. But I love you, and I'm only offering grace. I really do love you.